Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're talking about why so many people are choosing kosher foods for health. Now, first of all,
because they're misguided.
Right. The reason why we're saying this is that there has been a trend since the sales of kosher foods have reached $12.5 billion in 2008.
So you're saying kosher foods aren't really more healthy. Correct.
I'm not saying that yet.
I think you are.
No, I'm not.
That's what I hear.
No. But I'm going to try to explain why there's been an increase in sales in kosher foods, increasing 64% since 2003. And recently, companies like Manischewitz, they just recently had a competition where they took chefs from around the country, not necessarily Jewish, but they wanted to take...
What about Muslim? Muslims are kosher.
I don't know if they were, but they took five chefs from around the country, prepared dishes with the most traditional of kosher recipes like chicken broth. And what they're finding is that people are choosing kosher foods, and the sales in supermarkets are increasing. Now, why? They're choosing them. 62% of people who buy kosher foods do so for quality reasons, while 51% say they buy kosher for its general healthfulness. So people are saying, I'm choosing kosher because there's this perception that if it's kosher, it's healthier. Only 15% of people that are buying kosher foods say they're buying kosher for religious rules. So we're seeing that people are moving towards this health and wellness issue, and they're looking at kosher saying, oh, it's got to be. Now, there's a guy who's a professor at the food and science at the Cornell University, our buddies over there. He may know Brian Wansink.
Probably does. Probably roommates.
And what they're saying is that although some of the kosher laws products are healthier or safer than those from traditional food companies, there's really no evidence to show that. There's really nothing that's saying, you know, but what they're saying is that the stricter rules and the fact that, you know, to process kosher foods, you have to slow down, you have to watch things more carefully, you can't produce them as quickly, that might give it some credence as to why, in fact, it may be safer.
Yeah, so that's healthier corned beef.
But when we talk about healthier, listen, I've looked at many different kosher products.
Yes.
It's loaded with MSG.
And sodium.
Right. But in terms of the animal parts, it's interesting what they do with, you know, they can't mix meat and dairy together, for people that don't know that. And also, when it comes to certain parts of the animal, like the tail, the sciatic nerve, and some fats generally found in the hindquarters, are separately sold to the non-kosher meat processing companies, and because all kosher meats are thoroughly salted, they may be less likely to carry E. coli or salmonella. So there are things that they're doing that they're reducing the risk of certain, and if the animal's sick, they can't use it as well. So a lot of differences, a lot of reasons why people are moving, but people are moving it because they think it's a
right,
perception.
It's a perception.
Of that. May not necessarily be the case.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.